This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
If you're confused about a verse that says do this or that, go look at the Prophet. What did he do? Now, if you want further explanation, certain situations, the Prophet was not in certain situations, right? The Prophet was not in certain situations. So what do? We need to know what to do. The Prophet, peace be upon him, says, you follow my way, follow my example, and the example of the rightly guided Khalifas after me. So the five leaders after the Prophet, peace be upon him, we follow their examples. So their examples is part of our religion, what they did, their judgments. And why do we say these five leaders? Because the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, right, the rightly guided rule after me is 30 years. Al-Khilafatu min ba'di 30 sana. 30 years. So who ruled for 30 years after the Prophet, peace be upon him? Abu Bakr for 2 years. Umar for 10 years. Uthman for 13 years. Ali for 5.5 years. So there's 6 months left. Hassan, his son, Hassan, for 6 months. These are five rulers that we follow. And their example, right, we hold on to it and we study it and we examine it and we take benefits from it and we take rulings from it. If it's a new situation that didn't happen in the time of the Prophet, but it did happen in the time of these khalifas, okay, these rightly guided rulers, right, then it becomes our source of knowledge of right and wrong, truth and falsehood, and judgments of what to do. Alright, so let's talk about how these khalifas came about. Abu Bakr ruled for 2 years. How did Abu Bakr become the khalifa? The Prophet, peace be upon him, passed away. And when the Prophet passed away, peace be upon him, he did not say who is going to rule after him. However, he did make Abu Bakr the imam in the masjid when he was sick on his deathbed. Okay? So afterwards, when people were discussing, okay, the Prophet has died, who's going to rule now? All right? Then Umar ibn Khattab, he took the hand of Abu Bakr and said, I give you allegiance. And then all the Muslims agreed and gave the rule to Abu Bakr. Right? So the consensus of the Muslims was upon Abu Bakr. Right? So they chose him. When Abu Bakr was dying, though, he did something different. He appointed Umar. And he talked to some of the Sahaba. He said, what do you think if I appoint Umar? They all agreed, right? The few that he talked to. So he appointed Umar ibn Khattab. So everyone knew it was going to be Umar. Now, when Umar was on his deathbed, all right, how did he choose the next Khalifa? He didn't choose, but he chose six people that he thought could rule. He chose six of the best companions that he thought would be all good khalifas. Then he chose his son, and he said, son, administer a meeting between these six and make sure they all agree upon one man. But you can't be the khalifa. This is his son, Abdullah ibn Umar. And so they did this. And they chose Uthman ibn Affan. The Sahabi, he was the oldest one at the time, Uthman ibn Affan. And he ruled for 13 years. Then Uthman, he followed the example of the Prophet by not doing anything. When Uthman died, and we'll talk about how they all died. When Uthman died, he didn't choose anyone. So the Muslims were left without a ruler. So they all gathered in the masjid and they said, well, who is the best amongst us and the most capable? And they chose Ali. Right, Ali ibn Abi Talib. And Ali as well followed the example of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and he did like Uthman in that he was, when he died, he did not appoint anyone. So he left it to the people, and the people chose his son, Hassan. Okay, so this is how the three caliphs were chosen, right? Or the five caliphs were chosen, and the rule passed from one to the next. Okay. Now, let's talk about how it ended for Hassan. with Hassan ibn Abi Talib, he didn't pass it on to anyone upon his death. What happened was, there was a large group of Muslims and there was a civil war, and he chose to end the civil war by giving up his rule. This is called abdication, to abdicate, to willfully give it away. And he gave it to the rival who was fighting him, named Muawiyah. And Muawiyah counts as the first king in Islam because he ruled in a different way. He was still a companion, right? And he kept the prayers and the fast and he did good, but he ruled in a slightly different way, more like a monarchy. Okay, so he's considered, and he announced himself to be, I'm the first king of the Arabs. So he's a little different, so he doesn't count amongst the rightly guided caliphs. But he's not also totally bad either. He's good, but he's not like these five.
This would never happen if you understand that it's always from Allah, and Allah has chosen this situation to happen. Equally, you can dislike somebody's action if it's sinful, but you won't take it personal. And so it's this deeper understanding that everything that happens in your life is in accordance to what Allah has desired and chosen for you at every single moment. It frees you from associating any kind of power to other created beings.